Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
COVID-19 has made HR practitioners look into diversity and inclusion, or D&I, policies and initiatives more closely than ever before, partly because inclusion has become more challenging due to remote working arrangements. However, whether employees are working remotely or at the office, a growing body of research shows that D&I can lead to increased profitability and creativity, stronger governance, and better problem-solving abilities. A 2018 Boston Consulting Group study found that companies with more diverse management teams have 19% higher revenues due to innovation. Diverse perspectives from people of various ages, races, religions, or other markers such as gender can certainly fuel more positive business outcomes. Jared Ng, Regional Consulting Director at executive search and recruitment firm PeopleSearch, says that from a talent management perspective, organizations need to harness their employees' diverse perspectives, simply because the markets within which they operate are diverse too.
So that's why having opinions and contribution from employees of different backgrounds is important, because then we are able to cater to the very needs of our customers.
But diversity without inclusion is of no value. In order to have a material impact on the bottom line, organizations have to take concrete steps to involve employees in day-to-day decisions. All employees need to have a voice, feel respected and valued. Leaders need to build trust by creating an environment where differences are seen as a resource for learning and where people feel safe expressing themselves freely.
How do you get these people to be more involved in the day-to-day operation of the business itself? So that's why D and I, they have to go hand in hand. If not, just having D, for example, you know, diversity could be just a set of numbers. A certain ratio is being met and things like that. But without the inclusion part, there wouldn't be any impact on the outcome.
Companies with sound D&I policies are becoming increasingly attractive to job candidates. Jared explains that, among other things, such organizations tend to nurture employees' professional growth more effectively, regardless of their backgrounds.
Yes, it's definitely. That would definitely be one of the advantages as well of joining an organization that promotes diversity and inclusion. That also means that this is a very open organization. And joining such an organization, you'll find that because you contributed to that growth and all, that also means that they're open in terms of career, you know, progression, in terms of giving you different opportunities within the organization for you to grow and bloom.
Jared Ng, Regional Consulting Director at executive search and recruitment firm PeopleSearch. To cultivate a more diverse and inclusive organization, you should first identify and eliminate barriers. For example, employee referral programs could result in a lack of diversity, as employees are likely to recommend people who are similar to them. So you should limit the scale of such programs. Identify your business objectives and how D&I can help you meet these before you attempt to get buy-in and implement programs. Most of all, constantly review and adjust. Society is not static, so your D&I initiatives have to evolve in tandem.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.